It's a web of intrigue that starts in our Holy of Holies, Boys Town, Nebraska, one of the most respected institutions in the United States, and spreads out like a spider web to Washington, D.C., right up to the steps of the nation's capital, the steps of the White House, involves some of the most respected and powerful and richest businessmen in this United States of America. And the centerpiece of the entire web is the use of children for sex and drug dealing and drug couriers, the compromising of politicians, the compromising of businessmen, but worst of all, the corruption of key institutions of government that have the duty and responsibility to make sure these things never happen.
Welcome to our Doc Digest episode 18 with your host Christian Coffin. Today is March 24th, 2019.
We would like to share a prayer with all of you who risk it all to seek and share truth for the betterment of humanity. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Eternal Affairs Media and DarkDocs.com.
Welcome to Dark Docs Digest, episode 18. I am your host, Christian Coffins. Today we are going to be talking about the series on HBO, True Detective, who is executive producer Matthew McConaughey. On season one, they loosely talked about the Franklin scandal and the Franklin cover-up and ritual abuse of minors and ceremonies. They had men in robes strapping a child to a table in the woods and having a snuff film. They filmed the dismemberment of this child while they were doing all sorts of sexual acts and cannibalism. Season two took on a whole other storyline. It really had nothing to do with the Franklin scandal that I noticed. But I heard from Brendan O'Leary from Resist the Grove and ResistTyranny.com that they mentioned the Franklin scandal on season three, so I binged that season this past week, and I got a couple clips that I'm going to share. We have Emmy Frost coming back on the show in a little bit. She's tied up at the moment. Not literally, but she's going to be coming on to the show in a couple of minutes to talk about this and other topics going on. We're live today, so this is not a pre-recorded podcast. You can call in 845-262-0989. So that's 845-262-0989, and we can take your calls if you guys have anything you want to talk about. We have 2 hours to kill today. We might not use all of it. We might use some of it. We'll see where it takes us. I'll go ahead and start with some of these clips so I can refresh my memory and then again with Emmy to discuss them further. So here's the first clip from True Detective.
You go in lots of directions. Did you know at various times since large-scale pedophile rings connected to people of influence were uncovered in the surrounding areas? Do you know about the Franklin scandal? It's been theorized that the Straw Dolls are a sign of pedophile groups like the Crooked Spiral.
I don't think that's right.
Can I ask, with what happened in 1990 and you leaving the force, did you ever feel your leads and theories were discounted because of your race? Well, I'm interested in the intersectionality of marginalized groups within authoritarian and systemic racist structures. Anyway, those dolls from the scene, they were a significant lead.
Amelia. She's the one who helped us out with it. That was their lead.
So There they talk about the Crooked Triangle, which of course is the Besta Pizza logo that they removed in Washington, D.C., the pizza parlor, tied to Comet Ping Pong Pizza and James Alefantis and Pizzagate. The screen that they showed on this clip was actually the FBI commonly used symbols for pedophiles. And we're going to be adding that footage to the show notes. They also show a print screen from the Washington Times. I'm sure many of you who are knowledgeable on this topic, the homosexual prostitution inquiry ensnares VIPs with Reagan and Bush. Cowboys took midnight tour of the White House. That is actually a real Washington Times headline tied to the Paul Benassi case, the Franklin cover-up. And then they, as they continue talking, they then show the FBI commonly used symbols that WikiLeaks released with their Clinton emails and the Podesta emails that are in the Pizzagate documentary that is at darkdocs.com for free. All of the stuff on darkdocs.com is free. We have documentaries. We have these podcasts and other podcasts. We highly suggest checking out the William Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse PDF and audiobook. It talks about a lot of these occult groups and their activities. I found it also kind of interesting that they have the use of these dolls. I wasn't really aware of little dolls being used as a symbol for pedophiles, but it seems to be a reoccurring theme on the show. We'll be analyzing this a bit further. I'll go ahead and play the second clip. I have three clips, and we'll take it from there. So there they're talking about someone who is a person of interest in this. So season three revolves around, I should have set this up. It starts off with these two kids biking and they go missing. So it's a big mystery as to were they kidnapped, what happened to these missing kids. And of course, that's how a lot of this happens. It's missing kids that are the ones who are usually preyed upon for this kind of human trafficking. They pick kids up off the street, or they'll maybe lure them with toys and things. So this is something that, you know, is very commonplace. And they found a person of interest who might be tied to the abduction of these children. And he, right after the kids went missing, he took a flight to Las Vegas for a couple days and then came back. And that is something very similar to what happened with Paul Benassi in his testimony in the Franklin cover-up, where they took a flight from Epley Airfield in just outside of Boys Town, Nebraska, and they went to Las Vegas and picked up Hunter S. Thompson and then took the kids to Sacramento and shot the snuff films that we discuss in our comic book, Conspiracy of Silence, the Paul Benassi story, which is based on the Franklin cover-up and the documentary of Silence, the unfinished documentary from the Discovery Channel, also available on .com if you haven't watched it. It's a hard watch for a number of reasons. Of course, number one, the subject matter, it's very disturbing, so if you are easily triggered or a victim of any of this kind of abuse, you might want to be careful with this kind of stuff because it might trigger you. And that's something that I definitely want to talk when Emmy Frost comes on the air. I think it's really important for us to focus on mental health and not triggering victims. It's a hard, you know, we walk down with this whole thing because it's a conspiracy of silence because no one believes the victims. And you have the media in Hollywood who are complicit in this criminal activity against children, this sick, satanic, pedophile cannibalism activity that they use for power, for blackmail. And the only way we can expose it is by exposing it, but it is a double-edged sword because when we are showing this stuff to the public, some of that public might already be a victim or might already be suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, from what happened to them, and then talking about these things or revisiting these things might, you know, put them into a bad place. So it's a very delicate thing, and it's really important that even if you aren't a victim of abuse and you're looking into this stuff and you're investigating to try to find the truth and seek justice for victims, that you need to take a break sometimes. And you'll notice that, you know, we're scheduled for Sundays on this podcast, but we don't do them every Sunday because it's really important sometimes just to take the day and enjoy it, do things that have nothing to do with any of this. And it's so important to do those things. We go out into the woods and go hiking, you know, take the boat out. I have a nice garden, you know, so tending to my plants. I have a lot of other things, other hobbies that are positive and creative that have nothing to do with that. And it's really important to find balance in your life, or else it can be, you know, a downwards. You can get caught in all of this. And it, you know, I was talking to Emmy earlier, and it's sometimes you can almost feel like you're trapped and there's no way out of this dark world. But it's important for you to know that this isn't everything. This is just a puzzle piece. It's a bunch of puzzle pieces for a huge puzzle. And a lot of the other puzzle pieces to the truth, but also to your spiritual health and well-being, are in doing things that are wholesome, doing things that are innocent. And if you just only do this stuff, you can become mentally ill, and I've seen it happen. And it's a really serious issue, and it's terrible. I mean, it destroys lives, and it's such a difficult balancing act, because we're saving lives by bringing up the truth, legitimizing the testimonies of victims, but at the same time, we need to be very careful with how this can affect people. And this is something that weighs very heavy on my shoulders, you know, running Dark Docs and doing this podcast, Sacred Owls, of course, the band. And we've had a really interesting last 3 days. We went to, you know, we're a band based out of Orlando, Florida, and we played in Tallahassee and in Pensacola, and then we came back and played a show last night in Orlando with a really amazing band called Snail Mate, and they're from Arizona. It's a two-piece band. They have a female drummer who sings and also plays kazoo and has all sorts of triggers and, you know, on her drum set. Really interesting stuff. What? Phoenix, Nevada. I keep saying Arizona. So yeah, they're from Phoenix, Nevada. And Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to say, that's not a thing. Ariel Burial is just chiming in. And then they have a young man on synthesizers, and he kind of like sings and does rap. And, you know, really interesting. Check out Snail Mate. And they're really very supportive of what Sacred Owls is doing. We're working on a documentary called Exposing Pedo Swim. I can actually play some clips, I think, from that. Can I do that? I might have to drag it in here. I'll work on that in a second. We played some of the clips that we've played in previous episodes of Justin Roiland, the co-creator and voice of Rick and Morty, the original Doc and Marty cartoon, where he's licking the balls and jerking off the Doc character, which later becomes Rick in the Rick and Morty show, and Two Girls in One Cup for PBS Kids, which, of course, it's not on PBS Kids. They just use the logo without their consent. And try to tie in like and all of these very mature pornographic things, but trying to say that like this is something that a kid could watch. So all of this is, you know, of course, part of an agenda to norm this pedophilia and get people to be like, it's not, you know, it's a joke, it's not a big deal, you guys are overreacting. And there's, you know, there's nothing more than a very dark agenda behind all of this. There's nothing good that can come up with watching these kinds of things. It doesn't really give anything to you, you know, spiritually or physically. It actually takes away. And I just get a sick feeling when we show these things. And at the same time, if you don't show them, no one believes that it's really happening. And some people that have seen it, they're in such a state of cognitive dissonance that they'll just laugh and be like, oh, well, that's funny. You know, I think that's funny. You know, there's no harm in it, but it's sick. It's depraved. I mean, I'm all for, you know, free speech, but as long as it's free speech that's not promoting illegal activities, especially such horrible illegal activities that they hurt children physically, sexually, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And once you do these kinds of things to a child, there's really no coming back from it. You're never going to be the same person you were before this happened. You lost your innocence. And the innocence is something that's so valuable, so powerful, and so uncorruptible that, you know, by corrupting it, it's, I just see it as, you know, one of the sickest things that could possibly happen to a person. Anyway, so we got one more clip from True Detective. We're waiting on Emmy Frost. If you're listening in and you have anything to say, anything to add to what I'm talking about, you can give us a call at 845-262-0989. And I'm going to go ahead and play this third clip from True Detective.
We did that. Not thinking about our time. Think about that note. You seem time in it.
So you don't know nothing.
Just making your money and milking me pain.
Looks like this man with one eye gave Julie a doll in 1980. Do you know who these people are? Two ghosts.
In 2012, two former Louisiana state police stopped a serial killer associated with some kind of pedophile ring. I think what happened to the Purcell children was connected with the cousin's help. I think their parents sold them off.
Or he has some for kids.
Now it's all gone. Done. Whatever he knew, gone.
I need to know everything.
Yeah, just trust me.
Detective Wayne Hayes, Edward Hoyt.
So that was kind of like the wrap on the last episode. And I guess, you know, it goes without saying that I should have said this at first, but of course, you know, these are all spoilers, you know. So that's something you can expect from any Dark Docs Digest where we're analyzing something. We can't talk about it without talking about it. So, but definitely I would suggest I thought it was a really interesting watch. I think it's really interesting what Matthew McConaughey is doing with all of this and how they did tie season three into season one. But I'm still kind of mulling over in my head the intention because so they talk about the Franklin scandal. They talk about the pedophile codes. They talk about, you know, the abductions and stuff like that. But what ends up happening is that the main cop that is investigating all of this, he has a problem with his memory, and he remembers things incorrectly, and it was actually one of the things that later on hurt his career. So the whole story kind of ends up with it being a misunderstanding. It had nothing, the disappearance of these two kids actually had nothing to do with human trafficking ring or the Franklin scandal or anything. And all of the mentions that you heard in those clips prior were from a young woman who was an investigative journalist that was interviewing the cop in his later years when he was much, much older about the old cases. And she was interjecting the potential that this was in fact connected to a human trafficking ring. And it turned out not to be the case. So in season one, it definitely was an occult ritual abuse case, and it was tied to human trafficking in a larger network, a larger group, whereas this one, it was speculation, and it turned out to be, I don't really, the end really has nothing, well, I don't know. Let's see. So what ended up happening with the children was that the dad, from what I understand, was abusive, and there were friends of the church that they went to that were reaching out to the kids, and they said like nothing was going on as far as any kind of sexual abuse or pedophilia or anything like that, or physical abuse. But in fact, they were just trying to, they wanted to buy the kids so that way they could have a new life. And they got a house, and they were trying to kind of start their life over again. But because of what the girl went through as a child with her father, and I think her uncle was also abusing her, that they wanted to save the children from the parents, so they actually got paid off. And it's a very odd situation. And there, I mean, I really need to watch it again. I got to be honest, because there's so much going on. And there is so many different parts of the story that are very hazy, because it's shot kind of like a dream, where sometimes you don't know if something's really happening or if it's like an illusion or something that is in the mind of the man that has this problem with his memory. So the whole thing is kind of very unclear as to what is actually happening and what's not actually happening, which I think is a really interesting device for this kind of subject matter, because that is very similar to a lot of the stories and testimonies that I've heard of some of these victims, where they don't really know what's real anymore. And they have fictional names and fictional storylines and different things that they act like they're real, but they're not. And it's really just a coping mechanism for the compartmentalization that's necessary in their minds in order to kind of deal with everyday stuff while dealing with all of these things inside of themselves. So it's something that I'm gonna have to keep watching. The man that abducted these kids or bought them or whatever really happened, I did find it interesting that he was a black man with a missing eye. So he only has one eye. So I don't know if there's like, and there is an all-seeing eye pyramid graffiti in this abandoned house that they find out was actually where the little girl was living, and it was called like the Glass Castle or something like that. And they, you know, she drew like this big castle on the walls in crayon, and it was very kind of eerie, the whole thing. And I feel like there was also a lot of references to Alice in Wonderland, which is again a very common MK Ultra occult, you know, symbol for this whole path, going down the rabbit hole with Alice. And of course, that's the title of another podcast on this network, and also a device used by a lot of people in the Anon community, you know, very similar to the Matrix and taking the red pill. Alice and going down the rabbit hole is also mentioned in the Matrix as well. So it's all connected. I don't know where Emmy is. And we're coming up on the half hour here. So I'm going to go ahead and end this episode. And let's see if I can get her. And then if you want to come tune back in within the next hour or so, we might maybe have a part two, and we will try this again. So again, this is Christian Coffins with Dark Ducks Digest, episode 18, and we'll see what's going on with that. I'll go ahead and play the outro music. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
If you find value in these broadcasts, please invest in your education and sanity at Eternal Affairs Media and DarkDocs.com.
We hope the information you received was beneficial to your quest for truth and justice. Please visit us online at DarkDocs.com to download shows, movies, other podcasts, PDF documents, music, and much more for free. No advertisements, no sign-ups, no terms of use, no censorship, no control. This is information warfare. This is the end of the transmission.